I'm staying with Jax the Ripper, the so-called front strand toilet roll bandit, on the loose for many a summer now, and the locals have had enough of it. The entire supply vanishes without a trace as soon as it's loaded up of a morning at the public toilets at Front Strand. How and ever, we may have a lead in this matter. John O'Donovan, good morning.
Good morning, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Are you telling me that you may have witnessed the Beach Loo paper thief in action?
Yeah, just about 3 weeks ago, and I only had forgotten about it, actually, until you were speaking about it yesterday as a topic. I was down early, but in England was passing through, and I said, so I'd go along for the spin and get the bus back. And I was going for a walk on the beach, but I said I'd been forced to leave myself. And just said I was going into one of the cubicles, there was a woman, and mid-20s, I'd say, and she came out and a couple of tile rolls in her hand. So straight away, I knew what she was doing. I said, excuse me. I mean, there's people need those tiny rolls. I said, yeah, people, elderly people, people with kids and all. They cut out there. They're not used to take, you know. So she says, F off and mind your own business.
God almighty. God almighty.
So that kind of...
What a way to respond.
She was a brazen bitch, like, I mean, she stood up going, like, and I said, you shouldn't be doing that. I said, they're for the public, I said. I mean, they won't be in a place for the rest of the day knowing people could be cut out here. That's totally wrong what you're doing. And as I was talking, it gets better because you were brought into it. She says, come here, I recognise your voice. Are you a dead man? I'm going to be on with me in front of it.
Are you winding me up of a Friday into the bank holiday weekend?
No. She said, are you a dead man? I'm going to be on with me in front of it. And I looked at her. I said, listen, whether I'm on with me in front of it or I'm in and you had nothing to do. I said, what you're doing? I said, it's totally wrong. And again, she repeated, F off. I'm going to own business.
Right. So she was in the men's.
Well, they're unisex, right?
Are they?
You know, yeah. I mean, you're just going to close the door.
And how many had she?
She did at least 4 or 5 in either. It looked like she had at least 4 or 5. But I mean, I swear to God, I wasn't beaten to death by Tyler Rose, and to be all your fault.
I get blamed for everything. No toilet roll in the bathrooms, all I'm to blame. But so, what was that the end of it then? Did she just march off with the toilet rolls under her arm or what?
No, she stormed off and let him in and kept looking back, looking, shaking her fist. And you know, I mean, I said, do you know something? I better leave.
Shaking her fist?
Yeah, you wouldn't know who she's with. I didn't want to see some big 6 foot 19 stone scumbag coming down beating the shit on me over a couple of tiny rolls.
That's a little bit graphic, John, at this hour of the morning. But anyway, I mean, that's kind of a brave thing to do. Like, if I had come upon somebody with 5 or 6 toilet rolls legging it out, I just mind my own business. I'm just a coward. You know, at least you... So, have you a description of her?
Mid-20s, I'd say, like, I mean, stocky, you know, but well able to assert herself, let's put it that way. And I'd say, not out of character.
Like, mid-30s, stocky isn't much to go on, like... Hair colour, colour of her eyes, maybe. Accent might help. She's probably a Corkonian if she called you a langer.
Yeah, well, this is obviously, like, I mean, the person that's doing it, I mean, like, whether it's her or more than her, does that at all the time. I mean, they're in the area, like, I mean, you know.
What time was it at?
This is in the morning, about 10:30, 11:00, I suppose, maybe.
Surely be to God, there's not more than one of them. Like, if she pretty much cleaned them out, 5 or 6 toilet rolls. We need a better description, though, the mid-30s, stocky, well-able. What kind of hair had she?
Well, kind of blondy, kind of the it was dyed, obviously, like me, you could see the dark on through the roots and whatever.
Okay.
But that's about as much there. But, like, she was a rough-looking diamond, just for the level, you know. Not all the characters would break in my face if I pushed it a bit more.
You had to back off for fear of her dialing up.
Well,
but anyway.
Any encounter with a woman these days, we have to be careful. Like, so, I mean, like, when they said it wasn't back enough, and it was getting the more I was remonstrating with her, that she was doing was wrong, the more annoyed she was getting. And then that's why I said, I was speaking so much. That she brought you into it. She said, well, you're no longer to be on to hear you. Go on, stick off and F off out of it, you. Mind your own effing business.
Cork accent.
What Cork accent would you be talking about? No, you're talking about North Side, South Side, middle class, upper class, what class? It's hard to tell.
Okay.
She was very rough, like, I'd say.
Okay, so mid-30s, stocky, mm-hmm. blonde-dyed hair, bad roots, yeah. a rough-looking diamond, well able.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best they can do for you.
All right, so we need to get that information to Seamus because he's down there investigating at the moment. So at least you know who he's looking for. Maybe we could get AI to do a mock-up of a woman in her mid-30s, stocky, blonde, dyed hair, bad roots, rough-looking diamond, well able.
Well, if Seamus comes across on her, I just give my bit of advice. She won't back off, like, I mean.
So
be prepared for conflict. Let's put it over.
You didn't folly her to see if she headed into the mobile home caravan park or anything, no? Or which way?
I was thinking about that, right? But I said to myself, then, like, I mean, if some fella arrives with a hammer or a crowbar, like, I mean, I might be heading to the COHA for brain surgery. So I said, no, forget about it, Johnny.
John O'Donovan has actually seen and had an interaction with Jax the Ripper. Who'd have thought? Wow. Right place, yeah. right time. Okay, well, the plot thickens on this one. All right. Appreciate it, John. Mind yourself. You're Take welcome. Care.
Thanks.